Hello. Hi, how are you? Good to hear. Yeah, I'm still alive. Just about. Don't judge. I know you will. It was a messy night. Huh? Oh. The voicemail? You heard it? Everything I said was true, right down to the horrific dance moves I witnessed. But yes, joking aside, it was true. I'll be honest, I've known for a while that things were different between us. Normally, you'd start to see a best friend as a sibling. Someone that close that feelings could never be anything but innocent. So when those feelings became not so innocent, well, I just couldn't understand it. I would daydream about us whenever we were in the car or going out with friends. No, not like that. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. We'd be in your car heading for some food at stupid o'clock at night, like almost every week, and you would be telling me about your shitty day at work and your ungrateful coworkers and your hopes and wishes that you could escape that job. I would still listen to you, but my mind would start to daydream that instead of being your friend in your car heading for fast food, I could be your girlfriend in your car heading to our dinner date in a fancy Italian restaurant, instead of being dressed in our gym wear that we never actually wear to the gym. We'd be dressed up nice to impress each other. You could get to see me for the first time fancily dressed. Hmm? Well, yeah. I daydream a lot about how life could be dating you. Instead of hearing you out on your plans for the future, I could be a part of that plan. At least, that's what I'd hope. What was that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. There was some sort of interference. Well, I haven't said all this before because I was scared. You mean the world to me. I spend so much time with you, and you just get me. You sometimes know me better than I know myself. But that doesn't give me the green light to just go ahead and ask you out. At least in my head it doesn't. I'm scared that by admitting this to you, you'll get scared off. The whole time I've been friends with you, you've had a hell of a love life. I've seen partners come and go, dates arranged and either canceled or going badly. You've ranted at me over your latest failed date, and you've wondered out loud if you're maybe destined to be alone. You've been rejected and you've been hurt, and for your best friend to turn around and become another potential partner to add to the list, I couldn't help but think that that would just scare you. You'd think, not another one, and push me away. To ask you out is to take a risk I just wasn't sure I was willing to take until last night. I love you, and to me, loving you is trying my best not to hurt you, and to not cause you to run the other way. Our friendship has taken years to build, and to say it's a big part of my life is an understatement. If I asked you out, it could mean either taking our friendship and turning it into something better, or it could mean losing you as a friend, potentially forever. Hold on. What? Let me get this right. So, if I ask you out, even if it's for, say, a one-off date, you wouldn't say no? Wow. Okay. I'm okay. I'm great, actually. I just didn't think you would be so open to the idea of dating me. Okay. I'll do this properly, and this time I'm completely sober. You have been my best friend for years, and I love you with all my heart. I can't help but feel that maybe we could be something more. No more fooling ourselves that we can just be friends. So, if you are open to this, I would like to ask if you would join me for dinner on Friday night. Instead of the usual fast food places, I suggest we go to the Italian restaurant in the center of town. We could get dressed up and treat this as a proper date. We can split the bill, as we do with every outing for food we've ever made. But this time, we could see where it takes us. See if a date actually feels more right for us. See if a second, third, maybe fourth date is on the cards. And if it doesn't work, we laugh it off as a crazy plan that fell through when we go to the burger place the next weekend like we normally do. So, what do you say? Yes? Yes. Yes, okay, it's a yes. It's a date. Sorry, I'm a bit excited over this. I'll book a table at the Italian place today then, while we remember. The last thing we want is to turn up and be turned away at the door, end up at the burger place in our fanciest clothes. I'll message you the time once I've booked it, and I can come and pick you up. You always pick me up at my place. I want this to be different. Not just resort to the same old, you know? Right. Okay. I never thought that when I left you that drunk voicemail that I'd end up with a date, but funny how life goes. I'll let you go back to your day. I have a restaurant booking to make, and you'll kill me for this, a hangover to kill. I love you. What? You love me too? Wow. You are something else, you know that? I love you, and I'll speak to you later. Enjoy your day. Goodbye.